Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you today. How the heck are you? Lots of goofy stuff going on today, but I saw this report because I'm amazed at the state of politics in America today. I eat this stuff up. I do it for a living. And, of course, we see everything through the prism of the Second Amendment. So some of you will say, well, what's he talking about with Lynch? What's this have to do with the Second Amendment? I'll tell you. There's a piece out of Fox. It's not Fox. Is it Fox? Is it a Fox piece? No, it's ABC 15 Arizona. ABC 15 Arizona. Titled, Loretta Lynch, Bill Clinton Meet Privately in Phoenix. This came out at 9:50 this morning. And it goes on to discuss, amid an ongoing investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of email and hours before the public release of the Benghazi report, which, by the way, the White House and Hillary Clinton blew off as time to move on. How'd you like to be one of the relatives of the dead victims and hearing Hillary Clinton, who's running for president, say, we need to just move on from this. We should just move on from 9/11. Happened, you know, years ago. Just move on. It says, amid the ongoing investigation of Clinton's use of email, criminal, and I'll say criminal because it was, and hours before the public release of the Benghazi report, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch met privately with former President Bill Clinton. The meeting, which she admitted to, was picked up, people saw her go there, took place on the west side of Sky Harbor International Airport on board a parked private plane. According to the piece, Bill Clinton, well, I was just there in Phoenix. Planned visit. Part of, you know, I just playing golf and stuff out in Phoenix. Trying to help my wife raise some money. Lynch was out there as part of a planned visit for her national tour promoting community policing, according to ABC 15. Community policing. You know what that means, right? Can't we all just love each other and get along in the whole community and, you know, collectively we can all do so many things. You know, this is dope. This typical liberal dopey, you know, drop a flyer on criminals and see if that'll get them to stop shooting and killing each other. Saw how that works out in Istanbul, didn't we? More on that in a little bit. But according to this, she said, she's quoted as, I did see President Clinton at the Phoenix airport as he was leaving and spoke to myself and my husband on the plane. Now, keep in mind that Loretta Lynch's office is investigating his wife. For criminal activity. She's the head of the DOJ. She had no business meeting with Bill Clinton. And the meeting occurred just minutes or hours before, anyway, the Benghazi report, after several years of investigation by the Republicans, which the Democrats just blow off. We just need to move on. Even Hillary Clinton herself, see, they didn't come up with anything new. Forget what they did come up with. They didn't come up with anything new. They just confirmed what they already knew. That being K-N-E-W versus N-E-W, but you can figure that out. But here's why I go to this. Because Attorney General Lynch claimed that their meeting didn't have anything to do with those topics. She said, our conversation was a great deal about grandchildren. It was primarily social about our travels, and he mentioned golf he played in Phoenix. There was no discussion on any matter pending before the department or any matter pending with any other body. There was no discussion of Benghazi, no discussion of State Department emails. By way of example, I would say it was current news of the day, the Brexit situation decision and what it would mean. Here's my question to you. You buy that? You believe that? Are you that gullible? Or for that matter, are you that stupid? Are you stupid enough to believe that the Attorney General, who went out of her way to meet with a former president whose wife is running for president now. All of them are all, you know, let's play in the sandbox together, Democrat socialists. And they didn't talk about, they just, hi, how are the kids? Oh, they're doing wonderful. You know, Chelsea's got to do and keeping everybody busy. I just don't know where Hillary finds the time to do what she does. I just don't know how. How are you? You look good. In fact, you look really good. In fact, gosh, I never knew you looked so good. Oh, Bill, stop. How are the grandchildren again? Oh, just sit over there. How are the grandchildren? Boy, it's hot here in Phoenix. Huh, just like it says on the news. Yeah, that was their conversation. Are you that stupid? All right, I'll keep my hands to myself. Sorry, just, you know, comment and giving you a compliment. You look good. I play a lot of golf while I was here. Hot out. It's a dry heat, though. I play golf, though. Yeah, had a good back nine. Only three bogeys. Well, you know, maybe more, but who's keeping score? Do you believe that this is the type of conversation that they had? Because I got to tell you, if you believe that, you would also believe that it's okay and that the government under Attorney General Lynch, who wanted supreme rule of an FBI terror watch list to be able to do what she wanted with it, that they would never weapon. I mean, are you this gullible? So when I saw that today, I thought, good heavens. These are the people coming after your firearms. These are the people that want to put people on secret lists. This is the head of the DOJ, who's the FBI, which is under the DOJ, it's part of the Department of Justice, right? Is criminally investigating this man's wife. And they're meeting on the tarmac talking, just like I said, they had that goofy conversation. You can't possibly be that stupid. You can't possibly be. But there are people who are, who just trust everything these dopes and liars say. These are career liars, man. Oh, she did a good job when she was Attorney General. She's no longer the Attorney General in New York. She is now a politicized master puppet of Barack Obama. That's how you get to where she is. Kind of like John Lewis. Might as well go there now. Got a couple minutes. Fastest hour in radio is on its way right now. John Lewis. You believe that stuff, you can believe John Lewis. Here's John Lewis making comments today in downtown Atlanta at famed Ebenezer Baptist Church where Martin Luther King used to preach. Of course, yeah, that's why he's there. I mean, they'll exploit and do everything and anything they can. By the way, Martin Luther King carried a firearm. Believed in his right to defend himself. The very right that John Lewis is now fighting against in the very church that Martin Luther King preached. Good heavens, man. This is the state of America. This is where we are today. This is this crazy upside down world. Yeah, there was no discussion on any matter pending before the department. Oh, why? Because she said there wasn't. That's why. That's why she went out of her way. Oh, Bill's over there on that plane? Well, let me go see him. I just want to say hi and talk about the grandkids. Good heavens, you can't possibly be that stupid. Not when you see John Lewis and the rest of these dopey Democrats. I have a great picture. Saw the internet meme. It's wonderful of you know, four or five of those dopey socialists sitting on the floor of the House. And somebody had put pacifiers in their mouth. It's wonderful. I'll put it up on the Armed American Radio Facebook page later today. Make sure to check it out. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. But I saw that on ABC 15 and I thought, wow, how, you know, come on. When you read that stuff, you go, wow, really? Who believes this stuff? Headline surfers believe it. And the reason I mention all of that, because the people who do believe that stuff, we're going to talk about John Lewis later. I've got a audio clip of him making stupid comments about his dopey display on the House floor. Because you see, they're coming after your guns this week. They want to do the same thing in state houses around the country. And I posted up on the Armed American Radio page earlier today, too. Yeah, go ahead and look at it. Go ahead. Do it. We'll watch with humor. Go ahead. But the people who fall for this stuff, the people who would believe that statement from Attorney General Lynch, they're voting. Yeah, they vote. I know. But they do. They vote. And they're the headline surfers that I refer to. And they're the ones who fall for
stuff like what occurred over at the New York Times today. This is also up on Armed American Radio's Facebook page. We throw this stuff up over. If you want to head over there, just like the page. Join nearly 100,000 other fans of the program. We don't go out there and blast your Facebook to get you to like us. The people who like this page are actual fans of the show who come to the page and say, hey, I like this, and get involved and comment. We don't go out there and buy clicks and likes and all that stuff. Okay, these are real fans. They're just like you. But when we come back, I'll cover the New York Times piece, because the same dopes that believe the Attorney General Lynch and Clinton didn't talk about anything other than grandchildren and golf also believe what they read in the New York Times today. And this just kind of highlights how the other side is coming after our rights. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected,
The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Come back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. I've got so much, my gosh, to cover with you today. Let's see if we can find this piece here. This is, all of this ties together. Have you ever heard of a simplejustice.us blog? That simplejustice.us? You probably haven't. I found this piece today. It came in on one of my alerts. And then, coincidentally, my email from Mossad Ayoub, who I'm on Mossad's email list. I get all his stuff. Also linked to this today. It's called Bringing Down the House. And it's interesting. It's a guy by it's an attorney, Scott H. Greenfield. He's got a blog, Simple Justice, a criminal defense blog. And we'll go to the New York Times piece with you, kind of tie all this together, because how they're coming after our rights. And then we'll go to John Lewis. All three of these fit. And it all comes from, do you believe what you heard from Loretta Lynch? Do you believe that? Yeah, there are people who do believe that. There are people who believe that the sitting attorney general working for Barack Obama, who hates your guns, and she hates your guns, and whose department is in charge of investigating Hillary Clinton for criminal wrongdoing, has a conversation on the tarmac in a private meeting on a private plane with her husband, and all they talk about is grandkids and golf. You can't possibly be that stupid. But there are people who are, and that's why I bring this up, because this is the headline surfer, and I want to give you the titles of these columns. I just touched on the New York Times piece, Gun Control. Let's go there first. Gun control wall bolstered by Republicans shows a crack. This is by Carl Hulse in today's New York Times in the politics section. And he goes on from the New York Times piece to talk about the sit-in by Democrats, which was an utter, complete, total failure because they didn't get what they wanted. They got nothing. And he admits in this piece that the bipartisan compromise, whatever he's talking about, and the sit-in are neither one of which are likely to lead, quoting from the piece, to any legislative action in Congress on gun safety this year. So you got to follow this stuff. Gun safety. What does gun safety mean? It means gun control. This is how they play semantics. It's how we get the language back from these clowns. You heard Katie Couric on this program say, we don't like to say gun control. We like to say gun safety. Well, who is we? And why? Because she goes on to admit that gun control doesn't convey, you know, what it does is it conveys the message in a way they don't want to convey it. So they want to make it about gun safety, something of which they know absolutely nothing about. I know about gun safety. They don't have a clue about gun safety. It's gun control. It's buzzwords. And according to this guy, Election Day is too close, and most of the Republican opposition is too dug in. But listen to this. But the fact that a legislative response remains elusive does not mean there has been no movement on the issue. Members of both parties say they sensed a shift in the gun debate after the mass killing in Orlando. You mean the terror attack in Orlando, New York Times. 8 Senate Republicans joined with 44 Democrats on a Republican-proposed compromise that would deny people on 2 different federal watch lists the ability to buy weapons unless they could successfully appeal that decision. Did you hear that? Take away your constitutional right, then give you an opportunity to appeal that. Doesn't work that way in America. And he goes on to show how, without really giving you any information, he just simply says, that's a crack. So they put this piece out there with the following headline. Gun control wall bolstered by Republicans shows a crack. That conveys the message to the headline surfer that the Democrats are breaking down the Republicans and that gun control is moving forward, and it's not. But that's the message that they're trying to convey. This is why you have to do your homework and you have to read into this stuff. It's why you listen to programs like this that even mention this, because others wouldn't even mention it. And here's what they say, because listen to the buzzwords they use. We hear gun safety, right? Bipartisan. No, it wasn't. Everything that he's talking about failed. But a Republican over here voted for it, so that means there's a crack. Now listen to this. We make up our own words on this show from time to time. On the Monster broadcast we have for years, incrementalization is one that I like to use. And he said several other Republican senators showed some willingness to accept new restrictions on gun purchases if they could be structured in an acceptable way. There is no acceptable way to accept any new restrictions on your constitutional rights. Do you see the way they're wording this? Now take this. Here's the kicker. These are incremental steps. But in the gridlocked world of gun control politics, they count for something. You see, he made a mistake. He should have said gun safety politics, but he didn't. See, every once in a while, these un-American gun grabbers who hate your constitutional rights slip up. He just did. He goes on to talk about why there was one, you know, try to explain away how there's a change now, that the Republicans are going to change. And you know what compromise means, right? Because he says compromise a number of times here. Compromise to a Democrat means agree with me or the hell with you. That's what he's getting at here. And he goes on to talk about one of the explanations for that change is that the Orlando killer, you mean the Muslim terrorist, used legally purchased firearms. Legally purchased firearms. So we have to change something. We have to outlaw. What's he getting at here? We have to outlaw that gun because we don't like it because a Muslim terrorist used it. And he used them legally. Now harken back to what I just said about accepting new restrictions on gun purchases if they could be structured in an acceptable way. You know, working around that pesky amendment, number 2 in the Bill of Rights, from, you know, a few hundred years ago in our founding document, that says you can't do that. But they don't care. It doesn't make any difference. And you see in this bringing down the house piece on this on the Simple Justice blog, the attorney, Scott Greenfield, makes it very clear. He says, I couldn't care less about guns. If there were no guns in this country, I would sleep fine at night. He doesn't care one way or the other. What he talks about is how sit-ins are phony. They're doing nothing but talking crap, and you can't have one or the other. You can't come after one civil right and claim you respect the Constitution, one constitutional right, and claim you respect the Constitution because it's either all or nothing, pal. You either support the Constitution or you don't. It's one or the other. And he goes on to say, and I've been saved by the bell. Be back right after this to read a little bit about this blog for you, then play something for you that John Lewis said down at Ebenezer Church, and he's made these comments before. And, we're just going to continue to bring it home for the rest of the hour. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 $1,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Wrapping up a popsicle here. I love a popsicle on a hot day. Don't you just love a popsicle on a hot day? I keep a box of them around. Sometimes I don't eat a popsicle for 2 years. Then I'm like, oh man, that sounds really good. Get a box of popsicles. Had one in the previous segment and it dripped all over the place because I was talking, couldn't get my mouth around that thing. Had to get another one during the break. All right, back to this blog.simplejustice.us by attorney Scott H. Greenfield. This is remarkable stuff. And I want to tie some of this together for you before we move on. We need another hour, by the way, or two. The attorney goes on to talk about how he explains the Second Amendment as held by the Supreme Court in Heller and McDonald cannot be ignored, no matter what my feelings about guns may be. It's a bundle, he said. We either accept the premise that the Bill of Rights is worthy of respect as the fundamental paradigm of the United States, or not. There are a bunch of arguments, he says, being floated around that rights are not absolute, that this is about government caving to the NRA, who he says should have copyrighted the word straw man when it had the chance, and the current favorite that it's just common sense. Right? Where do we hear this stuff? I just told you. New York Times. John Lewis, the rest of them. All the Democrats. He says they are unavailing. The question is whether there can be a law that services an effective purpose without violating the Constitution. That's a far more difficult argument to make and one that has yet to be achieved. Hate guns? That's fine. But do you hate the Constitution? If not, then you have a dilemma. Much as you may love certain rights without loving the Second Amendment too much, if you turn a blind eye to the undermining of the Second Amendment in the name of your passionate feelings plus the will of the public, you have given away the rights you adore with the one you don't. In each instance, he reminds us that there is an emotional reaction to a problem that would in isolation appear to be important, if not critical, and a demand that we, quote-unquote, do something. Where have you heard this stuff? But when viewed from a distance, it becomes clear, a slight distance, he says, it becomes clear that we either have constitutional rights or we squander them to fix whatever transitory problems bring a tear to our eye. So this is a brilliant piece, and I would ask that you go, I would highly recommend you go read this, blog.simplejustice.us. This guy's no friend of gun owners. He's not a friend. He's just an attorney who's looking at the law in a way that you wish the Supreme Court justices would look at cases. He goes on to admit that he'd be just as fine without guns in this country. He does, you know, so hey, they're out there. So long as we have partisan politicians who hate each other picking justices, we're never going to get to people like this, unfortunately. And that's what we ought to have. On to John Lewis, tied together in the same vein. You believe Attorney General Lynch, that's all he talked about was their kids. Then you believe the headline surfing at the New York Times and think the Republicans are crumbling, the Democrats are winning, the Republicans are not willing to compromise. Then you get a little bit of an explanation on that from the piece, Bringing Down the House, at blogs.simplejustice.com. Is that the right one? Bring down blog.simplejustice.us. Okay, from Scott H. Greenfield. Good stuff. Now we can go to John Lewis. Now again, John Lewis, who I've talked about before, John Lewis is the media, you know, civil rights icon from the 60s. I couldn't care less what he did in the 60s. I give a damn about what he's trying to do right now today, which is a direct violation of the oath of office that he took, and in stark contrast and contradiction to what he fought for, the same civil rights and things that he fought for back in the 60s. And if you heard what I read from the attorney, you know that this doesn't hold any water. And, of course, he was one of the members on the House floor on the picture at the blog at simplejustice.us. Take a listen to what John Lewis had to say. Now, again, keep in mind, he's talking about your constitutional rights, the very rights he fought to see to it that black Americans got as Americans in the 60s. But he doesn't like this right, as was just discussed in the Simple Justice blog. Take a listen to John Lewis.
Hundreds of people turned out to hear Lewis, who says his actions last week harken back to methods of protest in the civil rights era.
Sometimes you have to find a way to get in the way. Sometimes you have to find a way to make a way out of no way. Sometimes you have to find a way to get in trouble. Good trouble, necessary trouble, and that's what we did.
All right. That's what he did. I can do a pretty good John Lewis impersonation, but I'm not going to. Now, he has to find a way to make a way, to get in a way, to get arrested, to do the things that he wants to do, which is come after your rights, your constitutional rights. It's crazy. That's what he's talking about. Disrupting our republic. Now, there are some charges of ethics violations floating around, because House rules do not allow fundraising from the floor of the House and or about the bills that are being debated. That's ethics. So more on that when we have a little bit more information on that. But I found all of that to be quite fascinating, and it ties together very well. It's always easy to tie these dopes together because you can sit and literally pick this stuff apart all day long, and you can find the common thread when you look deep enough. Just like when I rewrote the Ginsburg quote the other day, or the AP quote, which incorporated a Ginsburg quote on the abortion ruling, that had all you had to do was change her words from abortion to gun rights, and you nailed her as a hypocrite and a partisan hack that she is. And that goes right back to what we just talked about in the Bringing Down the House piece at blog.simplejustice.us. You either apply the Constitution or you don't, and it means the entire Constitution, not the parts you like and don't like. If you shred a part of the Bill of Rights, you shred all of the Bill of Rights. And Ginsburg knows better. Well, actually, they don't know better. They believe it's okay to do that. That's why elections have consequences, and that's why November is so gosh darn important. Boy, oh boy. This is important stuff. I also got an email yesterday about our discussion relative to the Supreme Court case, the voicing case out of Maine that the Supreme Court ruled on yesterday. I'll read that email when we come back because it's timely in the sense that we just talked about it. And I'll give you some thoughts on, because I didn't take a position on this, simply told you what the case was. The only position I told you was, if you don't want to find yourself in this position, don't put yourself in the position. That's not bad advice. That's great advice. And the emailer kind of highlights that for me, but there's a couple things in there I want to clarify. Maybe you had the same question. You also might know, you know who Steve Kerr is? Any idea who Steve Kerr is? If you're not an NBA fan, you won't have a clue who Steve Kerr is, but he's the coach of the Warriors. You know, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. Well, he's got to chime in on guns. I don't know why this basketball coach has to chime in, you know, on a radio program. And he wasn't asked about it before he went, before they let him go. He said, wait a minute, I have one more thing to say. I don't usually get political, but I am now because I want to talk about guns. They should have said, sorry, Steve, we're out of time. Great talking to you. That was Steve Kerr, everybody. Coach of the Golden State Warriors, and we'll be back right after this. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, moving quickly because the hour is flying right by. I want to send you over to the USCCA. The Gun A Day giveaway is going on right now. There's only a couple days left, today and tomorrow. And I got to tell you something. Today's gun is a gun I own, and it's wonderful. It's a Smith & Wesson M&P 340 CT. It's valued at $1,129. It is a snub-nose 38/357 revolver. I have this very gun with the Crimson Trace grips on it. This is the Centurion. Tim is giving five of these away today. All you have to do is visit usccaonair.com, activate a membership to the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA, today, and your name is in the running for one of those five guns, and you have 7 hours, 12 minutes, and 50 seconds from right now. If you don't win one of the five guns, you're in the running to win Tim's truck, Tim being the founder of the USCCA, a Ford Raptor SVT valued at $55,000. It's his own truck. I was up there in Wisconsin when he gave away his other truck, both of which I'd been in. Real simple, usccaonair.com. Go over there. I'm not that lucky of a person, okay? But lots of you are because I get emails from you. So head over there and good luck. If you win one of the guns, let me know. Mark@armedamericanradio.com. Mark@armedamericanradio.com. I want you to hear now the coach of the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr. This is a basketball coach. Now, I don't particularly care what a basketball coach thinks about politics. But I want you to listen to what he said. I want you to listen to the All he's doing is vomiting the liberal left propaganda that you hear coming from the likes of Katie Couric, you know, the 90% of people want background checks, using the terms automatic weapons. This guy is clueless. Then we're going to bury his entire argument with one brief statement after you hear the crap, because this guy apparently sat around when they were debating the amendments. Maybe he was looking over the shoulders of the men who wrote the Federalist Papers. Maybe he was, I mean, take a listen to this and get angry with me and love it. Take a listen to this.
...percent of our country, mm-hmm. when 90% of our country mm-hmm. wants background checks mm-hmm. on gun purchases, and we've got our Senate and our House mm-hmm. not only voting it down, but, you know, using the Bill of Rights as a reason for people to have rights to carry these mm-hmm. automatic weapons. And
we're using the Bill of Rights as a reason to have rights.
At an alarming rate, mm-hmm. these mass...
Yeah. Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I just have to get this off my chest.
Sure.
Our government is insane. Mm-hmm. We are insane.
Hold on. I have to get this off my chest. You're a flat-out idiot. I mean, using the Bill of Rights as an excuse to have rights. Did you hear that? Okay. Let me continue. Good Lord.
And what bugs me is this adherence to the right to bear arms, mm-hmm. you know. That was back in 1776.
Yep.
And people didn't own automatic rifles.
Yep.
You had to have a musket in case the Redcoats were coming.
Yeah, the British were coming.
The British were coming. Yep. And the beautiful thing about, you know, the Constitution is they left open amendments to, mm-hmm. to change things mm-hmm. because things change over time. Mm-hmm. And... I kind of think that our forefathers would not have mm-hmm. okayed automatic weapons to be sold to everybody mm-hmm. if they existed back then.
Or at least they would have said, let's have some checks to it.
Let's have some checks.
Yep.
I mean, it's
yep.
easier to get a gun than it is a driver's license.
Oh, yep. good Lord.
It's insane. And as somebody who's had a yep. family member mm-hmm. Shot and killed, mm-hmm. it devastates me every time. Mm-hmm. I read about this stuff, mm-hmm. like what happened in Orlando, and then it's even more devastating to see the government just cowing to the NRA mm-hmm. and going to this totally outdated Bill of Rights, mm-hmm. right to bear arms. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to own a musket, fine. You know, but come on. We are, the rest
yep.
of the world thinks we're insane.
Yep.
We are insane.
Yeah.
All right, this guy's a flat-out idiot. Now, let me just destroy this idiot's entire argument right out of the box. Because, Steve Kerr, when you want to get in this arena, you better know what the hell you're talking about. And you are utterly, absolutely clueless. And I will go as far as to call you a flat-out moron. I would highly recommend you read up on what you're talking about, because you just made yourself look as stupid as apparently you are for making comments like that about things you don't have a clue about. Because, you see, Steve Kerr... No word from him on whether or not he's going to allow only the state police who protect him to carry those muskets he's talking about. You see, because I've sat on the floor of a game. I went to the Warriors-Hawks game when they were here in the Atlanta area not too long back. This season, insane. Sat right on the floor. Great seats. Corporate seats. Crazy price. Like, they value like $1,250 a ticket or something stupid like that, but I got them for nothing. And Steve Kerr is protected as he enters and leaves the arena by a dozen armed cops. No word on whether or not he would only want them to carry a musket. Come on! Talking about using the Bill of Rights to protect our rights. Good Lord. That's all I've got to say about that. It just, you know, hear the 90%. You know, he's just vomiting and regurgitating the left. So let's take that all the way back to the beginning of the program together, shall we? The idiot headline surfer that believes what Attorney General Lynch said. No doubt in my mind that this basketball coach believes Attorney... Well, of course, she said it. The NRA? The government kowtowing to the NRA about our Bill of Rights? He can't even tell me what date the Bill of Rights was ratified. Because he didn't hear it somewhere on some left-wing blog. Katie Couric didn't tell him. And he didn't read it anywhere else. This guy's just flat-out regurgitating learn what an automatic weapon is versus a semi-automatic weapon. Learn a little bit about your history, your constitution. Understand some terminology, then come back and let's have a conversation. In fact, let's don't have a conversation. You've just proven yourself the idiot you are. Stick to basketball. You're a great basketball coach, and leave it at that. And by the way, yeah, I'm real sorry that someone in your family was killed, but they weren't killed by a gun. They were killed by a murderer who used a gun, who could have just as well stabbed him or run him over. So get off my back and don't tread on me, you flipping moron. I want to see the state police surrounding and protecting this hypocrite carrying those muskets he thinks are okay for the rest of us. And then what did he say? I mean, come on. Okay, Steve. Yeah, come on. I got a little bit carried away on that more than I wanted to. I didn't get to my email. And I will, emailer, I know you're listening. That's why you sent me the email in the first place, and I will get back to you on that email. I'll get back to it tomorrow. It was from Woody Woodward. He's got a great name, Woody W. Woodward, W3. He put on his email. I love that. He was talking about lifetime Second Amendment bans based on the domestic violence, misdemeanor domestic violence things we were talking about yesterday. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to go out and shoot my muskets. That's what I'm going to do today. I'll go out and shoot my muskets. Because I can. You believe that stuff? Do you believe that stuff? Do you believe you would think a guy like that? And did you hear the host? Because he's talking, you know, it's a sports talk show. And he's got the NBA champion coach 2 years running. Well, not 2 years running, 1 year running, the year before. Cavaliers beat him this year. But he's got a champion NBA coach on. And what's the coach doing? He's, you know, he's sucking. Yeah. Yeah, and the British were coming. I'm talking to his coach. Making himself look like a fool, too. Wonder how, you know, because do you think that goal would have said, well, wait a minute here, Steve. Well, hold on just a second. I mean, would you mind if the cops protecting you were carrying only muskets? You freaking hypocrite. Nah, that won't happen. Sucking up to the powerful, right? He believes Attorney General Lynch and Bill Clinton were only talking about grandkids. I'm telling you, there's more idiots out there than you can count. And they vote! They vote! Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your musket. See you tomorrow. We can get up and do it all again because we can, and there are people like that out there we have to answer. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.